Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, we're diving into several macro events and investment opportunities shaking the cryptoverse. We start with Arcax expanding into the US market with tokenized assets, the Trump family's new Bitcoin mining venture, and a significant rise in Bitcoin adoption predicted for S&P 500 firms by 2030. We'll also explore Marathon and Mara Holdings' big funding moves to boost Bitcoin operations and the crypto ETP market's recent inflows driven by a Bitcoin resurgence. Now let's get into the details. Arcax has made a strategic move by acquiring Globacap Private Markets, entering the US market to offer tokenized real-world assets like equities and bonds. This follows favorable regulatory changes in the US, and Arcax plans to leverage blockchain partnerships with Ethereum and Solana, among others. Meanwhile, Eric and Donald Trump Jr. have launched American Bitcoin, a mining venture with Hut 8, aiming to establish a Bitcoin reserve with Eric Trump at the strategic helm. A look into the future shows architect partners predicting that by 2030, Bitcoin will feature on 25% of S&P 500 companies' balance sheets, a trend initially set by MicroStrategy in 2020. Speaking of MicroStrategy, the company just added another 22,000 bitcoins to its holdings, now totaling over 500,000 bitcoins, further cementing its strategy. On the investment front, Marathon Digital and Mara Holdings are in the spotlight, with plans to raise $2 billion each through stock offerings to expand Bitcoin mining operations. This aligns with Marathon's strategy to avoid additional debt while boosting its mining capacity. The crypto ETP market is celebrating a significant boost with $226 million in inflows, driven largely by Bitcoin's resurgence. This marks the ninth consecutive day of net positive flows, with a notable focus on Ethereum and Solana among altcoins. In regulatory news, the CFTC has withdrawn two crypto derivative advisories to align oversight with traditional financial products, promoting institutional confidence. Similarly, Japan is considering reclassifying cryptocurrencies as financial products by 2026 to curb insider trading. Bitcoin's recent dip below $82,000 is part of a broader market downturn, influenced by anticipated tariffs from former President Trump's Liberation Day. Meanwhile, Elon Musk confirmed no government plans for Dogecoin, causing a 6% drop in its value. In other developments, Cosmos's IBC Eureka facilitated the first transaction between Cosmos Hub and Ethereum, marking a new era of blockchain interoperability, and CloudBet launched no-limit betting for Dota 2 tournaments, elevating esports betting to new heights. Finally, in humanitarian efforts, following a devastating earthquake in Myanmar, several organizations are accepting cryptocurrency donations to aid relief efforts, highlighting crypto's role in global aid. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.